Now notice verses 15 through 18. And now, O Lord, our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hast gotten thee renown as at this day. We've sinned. We have done wickedly, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness. I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our God, hear thy prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate. For the Lord's sake, O my God, incline thine ear and hear. Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercy. Now, he concludes by saying, O Lord, verse 19, O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do, defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Now, this is Daniel's petition and plea. He recalls how God had led Israel out of Egypt. He did it because of his righteousness, not because of theirs. He found the explanation for their deliverance in himself, not in them. We are told in Exodus 2:24 and 25, God heard their groaning. God remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. You see, the only thing that appealed to God was their groaning. And God had made a covenant. In other words, God saw their misery, and he remembered his mercy. Daniel asked God to repeat himself by delivering them because of his righteousness. God is righteous, you see, when he extends mercy. That's what Paul said, to declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. That's in Romans 3:26. Now, this is the climactic plea of Daniel. He asks God to hear and answer because of who he is and what he's promised. No good thing rests upon Israel. Daniel doesn't plead because he's Daniel, because Daniel associates himself with his people and he says, we've sinned. Daniel's sinned, you see. And this makes this all the more remarkable. God's name is at stake, and Daniel is concerned about that. Now, while Daniel was praying here, why, an answer is going to be sent to him. An answer is on the way. And we'll see next time that the angel Gabriel is coming to bring to him probably the most wonderful prophecy that concerns the nation Israel. But we're going to have to wait till next time to look at that. So until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.